Sometimes you meet people in strange ways. You form bonds just because you're around each other all the time. And sometimes those are the friendships that are hardest to let go. KUT's Matt Largie has a story of a friendship like that, and it begins at a thrift store in Austin.
When Laura Young went into the Goodwill store on Far West, she had no idea what she was getting herself into. She's an antiques dealer, and she goes to thrift stores a lot, looking for treasures. It's August 2018, and there's Laura browsing the aisles when she sees him.
He was sitting under a table.
Chiseled, strong jawline.
Clearly old.
All white, a little banged up.
The hairstyle, it looked kind of Greco-Roman.
Made of marble.
And he was gorgeous. Like, he looked great.
The price tag was stuck right on his face. $34.99. A bargain.
That's actually a pretty high price for Goodwill, but this was the Goodwill Boutique, which, of course, is the fancier Goodwill.
But this was fancy even for Goodwill Boutique. A marble portrait bust of a man. Great condition, and more significant than she could have imagined at the time.
And I paid the $35 for it.
Got him out to the car.
And I strapped him in the front seat with a little seat belt, tried to keep him safe, and I drove him home.
When Laura got him home, she started trying to figure out exactly what he was. She did some Googling, and things started to come together. She contacted someone at an auction house in London who confirmed that, yes, he was old. Really old. Like, from the first century old. 2,000 years old. Another auction house found the head in a catalog of items from a German museum in the 1930s. It was listed as a portrait bust of a man named Drusus Germanicus. So, how did a 2,000-year-old sculpture of a Roman general's head wind up in a Goodwill in Austin, Texas?
There are plenty of Roman portrait sculptures in the world. Yeah, there's a lot of them around. They're generally not in Goodwills.
Stephanie Mulder is an art history professor at UT Austin.
So the object itself is not terribly unusual, but the presence of it here, of course, is what makes it extraordinary.
We can't know exactly how it wound up at the Far West Goodwill, but we can guess. This particular piece was last known to be at a museum called the Pompeianum. It was a replica of a villa from the city of Pompeii, the one that was buried in volcanic ash in the first century. The German king, Ludwig I, had a bit of an obsession with Pompeii, so he built a replica of a Pompeian villa in the 1840s in a city called Aschaffenburg to house a bunch of Roman art, including a certain sculpture of a head. Cut to almost 100 years later. World War II is raging. In the spring of 1945, Aschaffenburg was the site of a brutal battle between the Nazis and the U.S. Army. And the Pompeianum was heavily damaged by a bombing.
So we know that many of the objects were either destroyed in the bombing or looted afterwards. So we could imagine that, unfortunately, in this case, it might have been a U.S. soldier who either looted the object himself or purchased it from someone who had looted the object.
So maybe the head comes to the U.S. in a soldier's duffel bag. Maybe to Texas, or maybe somewhere else. And then we can assume it sits in someone's house for decades. Maybe the person who took it died, maybe they gave it away. But somehow, someone decided they didn't want it anymore, and they dropped it off at Goodwill. They slapped a price tag on it for $34.99 and put it out for sale. Laura asked the folks at Goodwill if they had any idea who donated it, but they don't keep records like that. By the way, if you donated it, please email me. It's matt@kut.org. Please. I would love to talk to you. But now Laura has a problem. She's in possession of a looted ancient artwork. She can't keep it. She can't sell it. And giving it back to its rightful owners is a lot harder than it sounds.
At that point, I realized I was probably going to need some help. I was probably going to need an attorney.
So she hired a lawyer in New York who specializes in international art law. Then the negotiations began. The sculpture belongs to the Germans, so they had to work out a deal for its return. It's more complicated than you'd think. It takes a long time to figure all this stuff out, even in the best of times. But the pandemic complicated things even further. It was really slow going.
So where is the head during this time?
It's at my house, in my living room.
Like, on your coffee table?
It was on a small credenza close to the entryway of our house. Every time you walk into the kitchen, you pass the head. Every time you walk into the house, he greets you. He's there. He was a constant presence.
You call it him?
Yes. It's a guy. I mean, he developed a personality. He was the head.
And in a weird way, Laura starts to get attached. She named him, half-jokingly, after the Dennis Reynolds character from the TV show It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Dennis and the head have a lot in common.
He was attractive, he was cold, he was aloof. I couldn't really have him. He was difficult. So, my nickname for him was Dennis Reynolds.
So there Dennis sat for a couple years. It might have been frustrating for Laura, but Dennis didn't seem to mind. Time works differently when you're a 2,000-year-old head. Finally, they get a deal. The Germans would take Dennis back. And last month, the movers came to get him.
It hurt a little for it to finally be done because it's just been such a long process, too. It's like, oh, this is just never going to end. He's going to be here forever. Like, this is where he lives. But, yeah, he needs to go home. He wasn't supposed to be here.
The terms of the deal are confidential, but the Germans did agree to let Dennis stay for one more year. And starting today, you can see him at the San Antonio Museum of Art, on display with other Roman art. Next June, he'll get boxed up, and 75 years later, he'll finally go back to Germany.
You're still going to that Goodwill?
Yeah, I have gone. I'm not finding Roman heads. And yeah, it's tough when I just don't want to go to Goodwills anymore. It's like, but you have to.
Yeah.
Like, once you find something like that, you have to keep going.
I'm Matt Largy in Austin.